I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back in on The Drive coming up in 15 minutes. We'll catch up with Sean Barber to talk more about Frank Clark and the Chiefs' acquisition of the Seahawks defensive lineman. The Chiefs have officially made it official. They have tweeted it out from their official account that they have acquired Seahawks defensive end.
So it's official.
Frank Clark. It is officially official.
Okay.
We'll also talk to Matt Miller coming up at 3 o'clock. Go ahead and keep it locked in. We've got you covered for the NFL draft. So, earlier today, Charles Robinson of Yahoo Sports tweeted this out. The veteran I believe is most likely to be traded during the NFL draft is Patrick Peterson. I think that the relationship is worn out and Arizona is willing to take calls on him. We have gone and had this back and forth about Patrick Peterson at least five times. BK, am I lying? Have we not had this back and forth? Patrick Peterson is going to be traded. Well, he's not going to be traded.
Last summer, last fall, and now. And earlier this year as well.
He's unhappy with the situation. Well, he's happy with the situation. I will continue to contend one thing. Arizona has given me no reason to believe they are going to trade Patrick Peterson. I don't know if Patrick Peterson wants to be traded or not. He did want to be traded, but I think very simply, Arizona looked at him and said, we arguably have the best corner in the NFL on a two-year, $15 million contract. That's not a value that we want to give up. We aren't trading you. So you can pout, you can be unhappy, but we have your contractual obligation, so you go play football for the Arizona Cardinals. I just don't know why we continue to have this conversation without, I think, ever having any concrete evidence that Arizona is interested in trading Patrick Peterson.
If he landed in Kansas City, that would look so much like what the Rams did last offseason, where they got Aqib Talib, they got Marcus Peters, they got Ndamukong Suh. Is the money, I mean, is this a conversation even worth having? Could this even possibly happen with the money? I understand he's got a couple years left on his contract, but man, the Chiefs have gave out a lot of money this offseason, a lot of guaranteed money, and there's a couple of guys you've probably heard of, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones, that have to get paid. So could this possibly even happen?
Here's what Matt Miller had to say on what he thinks it would take to trade for Patrick Peterson.
I think you're going to have to start that conversation with maybe a late two or early three. The contract makes it difficult. Like, he's one of the best corners in football still. You would think that would command a first-round pick, but because of his contract situation, basically anybody that signs him is going to have to immediately give him a new deal. Your trade value can get dropped quite a bit just by the nature of your contract.
So let's start with this, because I think there's a couple of different ways to look at it. I have absolutely no problem with the Chiefs trading one of their second-round draft picks. No problem. If it's for Patrick Peterson, if it's for Xavier Howard of the Minnesota Vikings, if it's for, Xavier Rhodes of the Minnesota Vikings, Xavier Howard for the Miami Dolphins, I have absolutely no problem with the Chiefs trading one of their second-round picks for an established NFL player. My issue would be trading both of them for an established player. I got no issue if it's one. So if you're telling me that today at 5:30 we find out that the Chiefs have traded pick 61 and then pick 153, I don't know the one top of my head, but they trade a mid-round pick for Patrick Peterson, I'm all for it.
Why not both? What's your problem with trading both? I'd be all in for trading both. The same way that you showed that you were all in a couple of days ago with getting Frank Clark, why would you not try to make your team as NFL Super Bowl ready this season by adding Patrick Peterson with both picks?
Because I still think that keeping assets of having rookie players on four-year contracts is still a smart thing. If you want to trade one of those picks to get an NFL ready player and package it with something else,
gotta get Cueto and Zobrist. Gotta get both of them.
I just don't think it is good team building to then forego your first round draft pick, to then trade it to another team, to then acquire Frank Clark, to then pay somebody else, to then trade your second and third picks that you have in this year's NFL draft to then pay somebody else. Again, I want the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl like everybody else, but you also have to build your team for when Patrick Mahomes gets paid and having cost-friendly assets to it. So again, You can get a really good corner without getting Patrick Peterson. If you want to trade, for Xavier Rhodes, then go get Xavier Rhodes and trade a second round pick. I just don't think it's good business to trade your first three picks in the NFL draft and not get one cost efficient player.
Where would your weakness be, though? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to be able to make it work. He's probably going to stay with the Cardinals. But if they landed Patrick Peterson after adding Tyrann Mathieu, your secondary is taken care of. You got Frank Clark. I like the pass rush. You have Chris Jones on the defensive line. The defense is set. We know how good the offense was. You got a great head coach. You flip-flop Steve Spagnuolo for Bob Sutton. I mean, last year we could go, where's the weakest link? Bob Sutton. Where's the next weakest link? Defensive line. Where's the next weakest link? Secondary. What about the offensive line? Where would the weakness be on this team heading into next year if you can add another frontline player like Patrick Peterson?
Yeah, I mean, if you added Patrick Peterson, who I think is one
every
of the
hole.
I wouldn't say every hole. You still got a linebacker hole, but I hear you certainly would be a better team. I just don't think you need Patrick Peterson. Like, to me, that's a very aggressive move. You bring up the Los Angeles Rams last year. Thought what they did. They traded a future second for Marcus Peters and a fourth in the current draft. They also traded a fifth-round draft pick for Aqib Talib. If you're telling me you could get Patrick Peterson for just a third-round pick and you keep 61 and 63, then sign me up for it. I got absolutely no problem with it. I'm simply saying is your best chance to add cost-controlled players is today and tomorrow. Those are your best chance to add really good four-year, $2 million players. They've already punted on the opportunity to have one of those players, and I'm all for it. I'm even fine with them using another one of those picks to do it again. I don't think you can do it with all three.
I guess the same way that I thought, what's the best possible way the Chiefs could spend their first-round pick? How could they get the most ready NFL player? Well, they did that. They traded for a guy in Frank Clark who's coming off a 13-sack season. So now you've got two second-round picks. Same question comes up. What's the most NFL-ready player they could possibly get? Well, they could actually do that and find the best player coming out of college. Maybe they'll draft a wide receiver. Maybe they'll draft a safety. Maybe they'll draft a cornerback. I don't know what they're going to do with those two picks. But if your question remains the same with those two second-round picks, how can they draft the most ready NFL player? You trade those two picks for Patrick Peterson. I would love if that's how this whole thing plays out. Again, I don't think it's going to. But if the Chiefs had three picks, right? Pick number 29 in the first round, 61 and 63 in the second round, and they parlayed that into Frank Clark and Patrick Peterson. I understand your side of things looking toward the future, and there's only going to be so much money available. But if we're talking about the best chance to win a Super Bowl, man, getting those guys for those picks would be beautiful.
I want to play this for you really quickly because this might be my biggest argument of why I wouldn't be that aggressive to go get a corner. This is what Brett Veach said himself. You might be listening right now and disagree with Radio Guy Carrington. Perfectly fine. This is the person who ultimately makes the decision of how their team is built. This is what he said. Listen to where he says the value is in this year's NFL draft.
I think in that first round, you're going to see a lot of defensive linemen off the board early. Certainly the quarterbacks that have been talked about, I think, will go. And then after that, I think you have a really strong early pocket of defensive linemen. And then I think tackle. I think there's a nice wave of tackles, four or five guys that are going to go pretty early. I think there's some depth in the second, third, and fourth round at wideout and at tight end, which would be helpful to us. And then I think the corner, the corner class is strong. There might not be that top 10 guy that you have every year, but I think it's deep in rounds one, two, and three. I think the linebacker class and safety class is a little thin, if I'm being honest, but I think everywhere else there's some really good depth.
Corner class is strong, he said.
Good, we need some.
He said that it's strong. So right now, the Chiefs have the opportunity. I don't know who they're going to draft because I don't know who's going to be available at pick 61. But BK, you agree. The Chiefs have the chance over the next 2 days to add a really good corner on a four-year, $2 million contract. Like, I sit here and I'm looking at the text line right now. A lot of people share your opinion. So far what you're saying, Carrington, is they could have traded their first and two twos for two proven NFL players over a crapshoot. I do that all day long. Okay, that's perfectly fine. How do you think your team acquires guys like Travis Kelce? How do you think your team acquires guys like Kareem Hunt? How do you think your team acquires guys like Chris Jones? It's having a really good scouting department and then going in the NFL draft and drafting those players in the top three rounds.
Same guys found Tano Passanio and Breland Speaks,
agreed,
though, so it's not like it's a foregone conclusion,
agreed,
that they're automatically going to hit.
Agreed. You could absolutely miss. But if it works and if it hits for you, you have that player under contract for the next 4 years at the absolute cheapest you can get him. So maybe you don't get the NFL player ready by week one, but by the middle part of the season, you can have a guy who can help you win a Super Bowl. And again, you have a contract that everybody in the NFL will want.
You said if it works 4 years from now. The problem is if, and the problem is 4 years. If it works, it might not work. And 4 years from now, Who knows what players are going to be on this team? Who knows how good Pat's going to be? Who knows how healthy everybody's going to be?
If it works, it can help you this year, though. Like, the thing that I think Carrington's saying is that if it works, you've got the guy for this year and the next 4 years. Like, that helps you re-sign guys like Chris Jones, and now you still have money as a surplus because you're getting a really good player on a really cheap contract. I don't think I would trade both second-rounders either for Patrick Peterson this year. I would be open to trading this year's second-round pick and next year's second-round pick. I think I would consider doing that. But I do think the Chiefs need cost-controlled, cheap, young talent. You've got to be able to get a nucleus that's coming up underneath these guys as well, because 3 years from now, a lot of the dudes that are on the roster right now aren't going to be around anymore. Somebody has to be able to play with Patrick Mahomes eventually. Look at last year's draft. I don't see a whole lot coming from that that's going to be a big part of the future. They're going to need something like that this year or next year.
And I would say if you want to look at a team like the Seattle Seahawks, I think they have put themselves in a position that the Chiefs could be in if they followed your strategy. Now, it's different. I know Seattle got one. But Seattle, before this year, went 3 of the last 4 years without having a first-round pick, and they only have 4 picks in this year's NFL draft. That once they lost their surplus of talent, they did not draft well enough. They did not scout well enough to replenish the pond. I'm with you that sometimes you got to mortgage future assets to help your team. They just did that with Frank Clark, and I'm for doing it again. I just wouldn't do it with both of them, because if we agree that Patrick's going to get this money and Kelsey might get this money and Hill might get this money and Jones might get this money, you know the best thing to help them is having a bunch of guys on 4-year, incredibly team-friendly contracts. That's the best help that you can give the Chiefs moving forward.
I don't think the window's closing anytime soon for this team, but unlike Seattle and
it
Pittsburgh.
But I would say, though, it will if you don't draft effectively, if you're going to pay. So I'm saying is in your strategy, if you think this organization is going to pay 4 people apiece, $60, $70 million guaranteed. The only way to keep the window open is to draft
the window I'm referring to, though, is giving yourself a chance. Is winning the division, is winning double-digit games. That's the window that I'm talking about, giving yourself a chance. I'm not talking about the Super Bowl window. Winning a championship, I think that window is probably, you're talking about 3 years. I mean, think about it. This time last year, you had the rushing champion. You had a happy Tyreek Hill. Who knows what's going to be going on? We know what's going to be going on with Kareem Hunt. He's going to be on the Browns. We don't know what's going to be going on with Tyreek Hill. 2 years from now, who knows what's up with Travis Kelce and his contract. So that's why I'm in such win-now mode for the Kansas City Chiefs. Unlike Pittsburgh and Seattle and New England that are constantly, as you said and I liked it, trying to replenish the pond for the future, the Chiefs have to replenish the pond for the now, which is why if you can get Patrick Peterson for 2 second-round picks, to make your team better next year, you got to do it the same way you gave up your first-round pick to get Frank Clark.
What did you just say? You thought the championship window was 3 years?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be if they draft effectively. It doesn't have to be. You find the next Chris Jones in the second round. You find a really good corner in the third round. Like, you keep those assets. You trust Brett Veach to scout and develop. And if you find those guys and they work where Pat is playing with, Pat gets paid, but you got 3 or 4 other really good NFL players around them who are far outperforming their contract the same way that this team does, you can absolutely keep that window open.
And just to clarify, I think you can win a Super Bowl as long as Patrick Mahomes is here. I'm just suggesting being able to put this much talent around it.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll catch up with Sean Barber, who will join us in studio. Sean Barber, next is The Drive.
The Drive, 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.